7:24 on a Friday morning. Joining us now in studio from 50 North is Chris Ellison. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. Doing well.
Now, you have an official title, don't you?
I do.
What is that?
I am program coordinator.
Okay.
There are three of us that do programming. Craig Swenson does the fitness coordination, Katie Fillon does the arts, and I do the lifelong learning.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. First of all, 50 North, I almost said the Northfield Senior Center.
I do that, too.
You've gone through a change. Same organization, but you have gone through kind of a branding change. How's that gone for you so far?
It really has gone well. It's sort of infused the place with a whole new enthusiasm. We've gotten 58 new members just in the month of January.
Wow. Impressive.
It is. And we now have, we run around high 18s, 1,900 members.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that more than half of the people age 50 plus belong to 50 North.
Wow. That's a pretty impressive statistic.
You know, I think they're discovering that sort of it's the happening place. You walk in and there's people heading off to fitness classes, and there's people clutching notebooks going off to some learning thing or have their new tech device that they can't figure out much beyond turn it on in to take a class, or there's people off in a corner drinking coffee, eating popcorn, and solving all the world's problems. You know, it's a good place to be.
Yeah, that is where they get solved, folks.
It is. It absolutely is.
But, you know, just a few more pots of coffee, and I think the whole world will be a better place.
You know, can't you just sense it?
You know,
after that group that exercises at 6 a.m., which to me is an hour that just gives me the shudders. They come back to the lobby. They have coffee. Somebody always brings some lovely treat. They go through the Isaac Asimov quiz in the Strib. And, you know, by then they are off and running and the world is a better place.
There's sound body, sound mind. They're off to they're off to it. Let's talk about some of the things that you have going on this month. What's up?
We have got, this is going to be a busy month. We have several things that started in January that are continuing in February. But we have some new things coming up. We're starting our, as a matter of fact, today, 10 o'clock, if you're hearing this broadcast, get dressed, get over to 50 North. There is going to be a class called Writers as Readers, because what writers want to do is to produce something that people want to read, in theory. It is a class on reading, learning to read with the mind toward dissecting the craft of writing. So you'll be reading for excellent leads, and you'll be reading for how plots are developed and characters are developed. Then next week, we have a class that is really filling fast. We have St. Olaf Professor Patty Dale, who's going to be coming in and talking about Putin's Russia and U.S.-Russian relations under a program that we have called Hot Topics.
And that does sound interesting.
Doesn't that sound interesting? You know, he's getting to be having a more and more of an impact on what happens in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to have some background information and a good discussion about, you know, all of his goals nefarious or not, is going to be, I think, a very interesting program for people. Also, we are starting our Sunday concert series on the 11th with Randy Ferguson coming in with his guitar, and you know, that always mesmerizes the audience. He is so amazing with what he does. Then it may be Groundhog's Day, but we do have Valentine's Day coming up.
Yes,
so
it is.
The Monday of Valentine's Day on February 12th, we have Karen and Dennis Viner, who wrote the book How Did You Find Me After All These Years, coming in to do a book talk and signing. And it is one of the most delightful love stories I have ever heard, about high school sweethearts who ended up getting separated and refinding each other and rediscovering their love 50 years later.
Mm-hmm. Amazing story.
It's just an amazing story.
Yeah, it's wonderful for Valentine's Day.
Isn't it perfect? I think I may have to get Valentine's cookies to serve during that.
I think so.
Candy hearts, something to help celebrate what a sweet story that is. But otherwise, we have 55 fitness classes every week. Everything from chair adaptive classes to ones that will make you sweat out of every pore on your body. We have that 89-degree pool.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is below zero, to get into that pool and just sort of float or swim laps if you're, into that sort of thing.
I know where Chris is going to be in 20 minutes.
I think so.
Thawing out in the pool a little bit.
It is just such a decadent thing to do.
You know, one thing that I wanted to talk to you about while we have you in here is I'm sure you're well aware that there is a age-friendly movement. There's an age-friendly survey that has recently come out. And let's talk
about
it.
Yeah, I chaired the committee.
Yeah. I thought you might want to talk about that. But, yeah, let's talk about the senior center, your role in it, and what is going on with that right now.
The survey was part of phase one,
mm-hmm.
In a multi-phase initiative that is part of AARP and the World Health Organization. And we're done with that. Tomorrow is closes phase one with presenting the results of the survey to the community. There have been some wonderful things that have come out of that survey. The level of satisfaction that seniors have with living in Northfield
mm-hmm.
has been inspiring and really gives meaning to the fact that we keep finding ourselves in the top 10 places to retire despite our tax structure. And yet it pointed out some areas where there are concerns by the people 50 and over, areas such as home health care, areas such as things that are affordable, housing, activities, and home repair for people who want to continue to age in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was made us choose this particular initiative, the one that AARP and World Health Organization does, is that you do this survey. So you do have a strong database to guide you going forward. But also there is that component of then you take this survey and you do something about it. You
mm-hmm.
gather together the stakeholders and the interested citizens and experts in the field and the city government and the people in the community, and you make plans to make this place even better. And it's going to happen. I mean, this is a town where stuff like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
People see a reason to act, and they act.
Now, is that that's the phase two part? How many phases are there?
There are four phases.
Okay.
Phase one is that initial part where you're mm-hmm. you're joining the network and you apply and are accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And that application had to go through the city. So the
okay.
city is very involved with this. And then you conduct the survey and you analyze the results. Phase two is the formation and implementation of an action plan. And this action plan is something that will then continue for several years and then gets recycled. So, because you can't do everything at once. you're not going
sure.
to magically turn any place into something perfect over the course of a year. So you prioritize the things that rise to the surface. And then as you go through the most important ones, then you go back and you work on others. So that opportunity to bring the community together to do something good was one of the things that was so appealing about this particular initiative. So we're excited about tomorrow.
All right. And when will, creating the action plan, the next phase, Is there a time structure for that? Is
we
that
have 2 years to do that.
2 years to do that.
2 years to write it and start implementing it.
All right.
It's a rather thorough process. It isn't slapped together a few things.
Yeah.
It has to be passed through the city and city council to make sure that they approve. It has to go through ARP to make sure that it fits their level of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we'll be working with ARPS experts. There's a lot of... One of the also great things about working with ARP is how the access to their experts.
Yeah, they have resources.
They have resources. I never thought I would have a research expert on speed dial on my phone, but, you know, I almost know her number by heart. What do we do with this data? How many people do we have to have?
We're once again talking with Chris Ellison with the Northfield Senior Center, our 50 North. My apologies there, 50 North. We're talking about age-friendly Northfield. And give us the specifics on that event tomorrow as well.
It starts at 10 o'clock.
10
it's
o'clock.
At the library.
Mm-hmm.
I will have the honor or the short straw, depending on how you look at it.
You missed a meeting, didn't you?
Of doing the introduction and some of the background information. Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig are going to be speaking about the city's involvement and the implications of these survey results on the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Hoppala, who is a representative from ARP Minnesota, is going to be coming in to talk about what's happening all across Minnesota, how Northfield fits in that, this surge of being proactively planning for the incredible increase in and aging in population. And then Nan Justice going to be going through the data and the survey results. I will be going then through where we go next.
All right. Well, it sounds like a very informative
treats.
Meeting.
There's food. There's always food.
And everybody is welcome to attend, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
That,
it is definitely open to the public.
And I'd like to say just personally thank you for doing all this. You know, I'm part of a generation that's not getting younger. The younger kids get younger, but... you know, edging into that group I just want to thank you for the work you're doing to make my future better.
Well, most of us are doing that. You know, immediately after birth, you're starting to grow older.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all going to get there. So let's make it as good as we can.
Yeah. Absolutely. Chris, we want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having
Certainly
me.
Certainly appreciate it, and we'll look forward to next month's conversation. Look forward to tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. Hope to see you there.
All right. Chris Ellison, once again from the North, from 50 North. You're listening to 95.1 FM.